Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, Goldstone Newsweek in the Hill. And Gordon, writing in the Hill, points to a Global Times piece that appeared in these last hours, mocking the United States and threatening Taiwan. Gordon, how did they do it, put it all together? Please explain.
You know, Beijing has really two narratives right now. One of them is that because of the debacle in Afghanistan, where the U.S. couldn't deal with a ragtag group, as Beijing put it, that we have no hope of confronting China. The other propaganda theme, which you referred to, is that the United States cannot defend Taiwan, will not defend Taiwan, and when China invades, and they use the when, the United States will bug out immediately.
We go to Steve Yates of DCI Advisory, who served as Deputy National Security Advisor in the Bush administration to the Vice President. Steve, your long experience with Taipei and the conversations these last months with the Biden administration, it appeared the Biden administration was seeking to reassure Taiwan that the threats from China were not to be listened to because the U.S. and then Japan and then other voices raised were going to come to your defense. I'm struck by how Taipei is observing this tragedy in Kabul. Or do they half believe, do they in any way believe the Chinese communist mockery?
Well, John, I believe that a lot of friends in Taiwan are quite disturbed by what they've seen. On the one hand, they're very, very familiar with propaganda coming from China, and trying to separate the bullying and bluster from reality can be a very difficult task. They also have a very active press that will put pressure on their leaders to try to respond. And prior to what has been witnessed in Kabul, there had been a lot of things that they took as clear signs of reassurance from the new Biden administration, of continuity of many elements of policy from the Trump administration, and an increased sense of support. I have to think at this point, I've heard from several, that there is a big question mark about American leadership direction right now, generally, and whether it is very, very risky to give a signal to Beijing that there's a moment of weakness. The conventional wisdom is that this has been bluster and that China is not intent on moving. But if you're sitting in Beijing, this is an exceedingly, sadly, fortuitous set of circumstances for them to push the envelope.
Gordon, you have a question for Steve.
Steve, I get the sense from media and social media in Taipei that people are focusing more on the long-term U.S. commitment to Taiwan than they are on the debacle in Afghanistan. Do you sense that, or do you see something else?
I see those currents. It's just very, very hard to tell when the sort of realities of geopolitics make their way into sort of the mainstream narrative that people are experiencing there. There had been a heavy dose of signals of reassurance from Japan, from the Biden administration, from Europe, from a lot of different angles. We talked recently about the country of Lithuania moving forward in another tie. There have been a lot of positives. And so that is baked into kind of the received wisdom in Taiwan. But I think that the aggression and basically the rapidity of the China propaganda response is alarming. The fact that top Taliban representatives were meeting with Chinese officials very soon before this happened, and that the Global Times was ready in English and in Chinese, in print and in video, within 24 hours to push their message out is extremely alarming. So I think the people in government in Taiwan are alarmed. I don't know that the public has quite caught up to what some of these signals are, and they are very divorced from what a lot of Americans have been focused on of signals of uncertainty and weakness and division within the Biden administration.
In the parliamentary debate in the United Kingdom, Steve, I've heard this story of the Global Times story repeated several times, but there was also attention to what is at risk. And it's not seen just as territory or geopolitics or advantage or listening post in Asia. It's the values that we present to the world, and those values worth garrisoning for and fighting for. Those values are in retreat. Now, those values have been embraced by the people of Taiwan. But the fact that China and Russia are both keen on telling everybody our embassies remain open, our conversations with the Taliban are ongoing, suggests that Taiwan is now listening to this value argument and seeing that the Chinese-Russian side is advancing and that the Taiwan side is in retreat. So does that mean that there are voices in Taiwan? We know there's disagreement there. It's a democracy that will be raised and saying we're going to go with the winner, Beijing.
Well, there always have been those voices in China, and they do sometimes take their cues from the propaganda that the Chinese Communist Party pushes in. They also want to opportunistically try to suggest weakness on the part of the current president of Taiwan, fairly or unfairly. And so what I think is absolutely clear to anyone who's just analytically looking at it, none of this is being driven by politics in Taiwan. It's being driven by the agenda of the Chinese Communist Party together with what they see as opportunistic prospects based on geopolitics. And so if there's American weakness elsewhere, and we saw this in the wake of 9/11, in the wake of the Iraq War, the CCP has tried to seek political and geostrategic advantage in those circumstances. This one is more troubling because we have to take what their leaders say at face value. It could happen. I don't think that what has been on display in the Middle East gives anyone confidence, regardless of the separation of the combatant commands and the different threats. Anyone can have any confidence that the U.S. is prepared for this right now.
Gordon?
In Taiwan, I think the defining feature is self-identity. And in a recent poll, there was a record low, 2.7% of the population of Taiwan identified themselves as Chinese only. It would seem to me, regardless of how competent or incompetent President Biden is, that people in Taiwan are going to fight because they don't see themselves as Chinese. And as we know, self-identity is the most important factor in terms of determining how people think and how people act. Where do you come out on this?
I agree completely, and I do think that it would be a rough go for China should they try to move on Taiwan. The movement of human rights and other abuses in China to the stomping out of the situation in Hong Kong, should it proceed to conflict with Taiwan, is also very, very alarming to Japan. And all of a sudden, the rise of China comes face to face with provoking a conflict with Japan, treaty ally, and the whole question of nuclear umbrella and other kinds of things are front and center. This seems to be where Xi Jinping's China is moving, unless that trend is thwarted, and Taiwan is the place it needs to be thwarted.
Steve, what do you want? We've got about a minute. What do you want to hear from the White House towards Taiwan? Do you want reassurances? Do you want a visit? Do you want attention paid after this tragedy?
Well, I think that would be given the Global Times speaking on behalf of the Communist Party, pushing this narrative, threatening a democracy and bullying the United States, the Commander in Chief, President Biden, should speak openly and directly, pushing back against that narrative and pinning responsibility on Beijing. No more playing both sides, no more foot on both shores. pick a side of democracy and take a stand and push back against the aggressor. That is what I would hope for. I have minimal confidence in that given what we've watched, but I think that would be the right thing to do.
Stephen Yates is the president of DCI Advisory. He served as the deputy national security advisor to Vice President Cheney in the Bush administration. Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, Gatestone, Newsweek, and The Hill, writing in The Hill about the Chinese propaganda threat to Taiwan. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.